Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Shady Clark is back, Landon's father is revealed, and Josie and Lizzie both find out about the merge. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yo, what's up?
Hey, AfterBuzzers. Today, we're here talking about Legacies, Episode 15, I'll Tell You a Story. So, Shady Clark is back, or maybe not so Shady Clark. The merge is revealed, and Landon's father is also revealed. This was a very fun-filled episode, one of my favorites, actually. Mm-hmm. And we have our fiercest moments, as well as news and gossip. But before we get started, I want to introduce our lovely guest tonight, Karen Emma. Karen David, how are you?
You can call me Emma. Oh, yeah. Just call me Emma Tig. That's it.
In it. How are you doing?
I'm so good. I'm so excited to be with you guys. I love the AfterBuzz gang. Yay. You guys are all so lovely.
Oh, thank you.
You know, and I have a little confession to make.
Okay.
You know, when I'm catching up on episodes, and then I'll go online and I'll watch your podcasts.
Oh.
And it's like being a fly on the wall, because I love what, you know, your opinions are, mm-hmm. and I'm like, oh, I wish I could say something, and I'm like, no, I can't say something, and I'm like, oh, I want to say something, and then I can't, I'm like, okay, but it's been so much fun watching
That's
you.
That's awesome, thanks. Well, thank you for that.
Well, you can say something tonight, you're here, so yes. You can give us all your opinions, and, you know, chime in, you know, yes. That's really good, and then do you want to introduce yourself, Josh?
And I'm Joshua Wright, known to you all as Cleverly Clad, sitting next to the wonderful Karen David.
So tonight, it was a lot. How did you feel about it? Because you told me you actually watched the episode, yeah. So how did you feel about tonight's episode?
I just feel like every episode that goes by, it just gets more and more like, you know, I'm sitting on the edge of my seat, and I'm like, mm-hmm. and I know what's happening, mm-hmm. but I think to see it on air for the first time, you know, live with everyone, it's just like, oh my gosh, it's like, it's as if I'm seeing it for the first time, and
yes.
I just feel like it's all boiling at boiling point.
Yes.
And I mean, certainly for Emma, you can mm-hmm. see that her frustrations are growing and her concerns are growing more, mm-hmm. but it's just everything is coming to a penultimate
yes.
sort of ending towards the first season. And mm-hmm. next week's episode is, I'm just warning you, like, just,
ooh.
There's a lot happening.
I know. The season finale.
Yeah, but tonight's episode was, I mean, I love this cast mm-hmm. so much. I have so much love for this cast.
Aww.
And to see them just, every performance by each of the actors, it's just so heartfelt.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was live tweeting tonight mm-hmm. and just watching, like, one of my favorite moments always is between Josie and Lizzie.
Yes.
And Jenny, who plays Lizzie, is so fantastic because she's just like, she's an open book.
Mm-hmm.
You can't hide anything behind that face. And to see when her heart breaks, everyone's heart breaks a
yes.
little bit, you know? And it's so hard to watch,
mm-hmm.
you know? And even, like, me watching Emma get a little bit teary, I was just like, lump in throat, because that's so not like Emma.
I know. Mm-hmm. It was a shocker.
Yeah.
How about you? How did you feel about tonight's episode?
Tonight's episode, well, you saw us. We were watching it.
I have
in.
A picture, guys. I have to tweet it. It was the best. These two were like looking, watching. It was
yes,
so great.
We were just glued in. Mm-hmm. I mean, to find out the history of Shady Agent Clark, as you
Ooh.
Say, Alexis.
I love that you call him Shady Clark.
He's shady.
I don't know.
He's shady.
He could be shady, but I think he may have resurrected himself in the terms of his personality. Like, maybe he's been shady for the right reasons.
Really? Yeah. You are so nice.
I don't know.
He's still shady.
I
think he's still shady.
Yeah, I don't trust him.
I will say this. The chat is going crazy. Hello, everybody. How
hey
y'all
guys.
Doing?
Hi.
We definitely will get to your questions, but we're going to recap the show first, and then at the end, we're going to have questions for Ms. David, so just make sure you keep them in the chat.
Yes.
All right.
So let's first, I guess, tackle Landon's father. We found out he is the Eater of the Dark. Were you shocked to find out that Shady Agent Clark is his brother?
Oh, my gosh.
Because I was like, wait, what? I was very shocked. Mm. So how did you guys feel about that?
Mm-hmm.
I was not expecting that. Right. Like, if I'm just, forget about me watching as Emma, I'm watching now as me, Karen.
Right.
And I was so shocked. It's one thing to find out who your real father is. That's one thing to digest.
Yes.
And Landon handles it. So, I mean, I love his sense of cheeky humor.
Yes.
I mean, a guy after my own heart, the cheekiness. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, to then find out that Clark, Shady Clark, that's going to stick. I'm stealing that. Every time I see Nick, I'm going to say, Shady Clark.
Yes.
And to find out that Clark is his brother, is I don't know if I can still digest that.
Yeah.
That threw me for a loop. I was like, what?
I just don't trust.
I don't trust him.
Well, remember, we thought he was the father.
We did.
A couple of weeks ago, or about 3 or 4 weeks ago.
When he first was introduced.
Yeah, when he was introduced at the house, you know, they were the gas company.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Okay. He's got that shadiness. Mm-hmm. Yeah, even, you know, where it's kind of nice, but it's like, it's like,
what do you want? What do you do?
It's like he's up to something.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, I was surprised to find out. I knew that, but we knew they were related.
Mm-hmm.
We just didn't know to what capacity, but now it makes sense that he was created from the father and he said little brother. So now it makes sense why he's so protective of Landon, trying to find him this whole time.
But my question is, do you buy the story he's telling Landon about their dad?
I mean, he painted a good picture.
I'm not sure.
I don't buy it.
So you think something else is up?
Oh yeah.
I'm sure there is some truth in it, but I just don't put anything past him.
I
don't trust him.
Now I do have a question, Miss Sarah. Hello. I haven't seen you in the chat before. For you, Miss Karen, what was Karen's reaction when she found out about Landon being resurrected?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my gosh. First of all, being behind the scenes and watching how much preparation went into making mm-hmm. that scene possible, I'm just in awe of mm-hmm. our special effects makeup and gang unit
on
the show. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. None of us knew. I remember when they told us, when it was revealed that Landon was a Phoenix, we were like,
yes, we've been like wondering.
Jaw on the floor.
Yeah.
Yes.
None of us saw that coming.
Oh my mm-hmm. gosh.
And that scene was just, it was magic. And to see, of course, Hope's, I mean, just watching them go through the pain of losing Landon, I your heart just breaks. And then all of a sudden he's resurrected and just seeing everyone's reactions. Mm-hmm. But Alaric saying, have you ever heard the Legend of the Phoenix?
Yeah.
It's like a very Indiana Jones mm-hmm. moment, like
yeah.
da, da, da.
Yeah.
I was not expecting that. It was a wonderful moment. And mm-hmm. I knew, we all kind of knew that there was something special about Landon
from
the beginning.
Yes, of course.
But we just couldn't put our finger on it. And no. I don't know if any of us really truly expected
Phoenix.
No, I didn't.
Well, that's really cool.
I have to say this now. If I saw someone I love die mm-hmm. and I just spewed out all of those emotions and then they came right back, I might be a little upset. I'm like, hold on now. You got to see something that you're not supposed to see. Like, you mm-hmm. came back and you see me weeping and emoting of your demise. And you came back. You got to pay something for me. Like, I need something. I need a car, something.
But that just goes to show, like, you know, Hope and the other students at the school, I mean, they've been through so much.
That's true.
And really, I mean, really, they should just be acting like normal teenagers. But, of course, there's nothing normal about them.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, they've got very special powers that they're trying to comprehend how to deal with having these mm-hmm. special powers and how to put it to good use. And that's one of the things that Emma admires so much about Alaric and Caroline putting mm-hmm. this school together mm-hmm. for them. But where we see in this episode is Emma's heart breaking because these kids have now essentially become soldiers.
Yes.
And they're now defending the school against any, you know, all the creatures that have come. I mean, there's only so much.
So much.
You know, people
have
like,
a lot on their shoulders.
Exactly. And it's just, it's a bit too much, which is, I think that was what pushed Emma to the limit, saying, I've got to set an example. I have to find a way. Emma had to find a way to make Alaric see things for what they were, that, you know, these are kids. These are kids' lives we're dealing with, and you know, they are not adults, they are not soldiers, and yet we're using them as soldiers now to defend mm-hmm. the school against all these, you know, creatures.
Yeah.
It's too much. So she reached a boiling point too.
Let me ask you this regarding Emma's character: we did see that vulnerability tonight, where she was really there trying to help Rick mm-hmm. see what was going on. You know, expose the children's personalities to him. My question for you is, do you think Emma leaving for a short time is going to help more than anything, or do you think it's going to hinder as far as the kids needing counseling?
Well, you know, I'd like to think that we're coming towards a break, you know, a summer break with the kids. But, I mean, they're never on break. They're always on guard and stuff. But I think I'd like to think in the back of my mind, and I've hinted to the writer's room, you know, too. So if you're watching, hint, hint, that, you know, that there is something that Emma is going to, like, something has to change. You know, back in, if we take two steps back and we go to that really fun, slug drunk episode.
Yes, oh, I love it.
You know,
and the fiercest moment. Emma tore it down.
We had so much fun. We were all like, we should be slug drunk all the time. Kids, don't do this at home. Do not stuff a slug up your nose. It's not fun at all whatsoever. No, but, you know, Emma getting to know Alaric and the reasons behind, you know, his vision of, they did had to edit that scene. And there was one section that was, you know, he asked her, Emma, which they didn't include in the scene, which was so lovely. There was a moment where Alaric asks Emma, why did you join the school?
Right.
And she did say to him, because I respect and admire someone like you who is so crazy enough to put together a school like this that will help these kids try and understand themselves, each other, and bring the best out of each other. And that, for her, was the reason why she wanted to be a part of the school. And I'd like to think that now she's seeing that all crumble, that she feels she has to do something. It's tough love.
Yeah,
it is.
See, Emma, one thing that Emma and Alaric have in common is that they always put everyone else first. Mm-hmm. They come last because they're always thinking what's best for everyone else, for the students, in this case, the school. So Emma, like Alaric, will make the sacrifices that she needs to do in order to protect the welfare and the safety of the children and, you know, the school. So I feel like this is going to be for the long term. She's thinking about the, you know, the greater good. And I think that's why there's something. I'd like to think that she's up to something.
She's
reached a point. It's gotten to a point where, you know, Alaric, bless him, he is a hero for, like, handling this so much. But he's human, too. Literally and metaphorically. He's only human. And there needs to be something else that's going to help the future of the school. Otherwise, it's just going to crumble. And more importantly, the student's future is in great peril, and she feels like she has to do something.
I agree.
And trust me, it was hard for Emma to leave. Like, lump in throat when we were shooting that scene, it was towards the you know, last days of that filming that episode, and it was just like, oh, I'm gonna get a little teary and everything, you know, because it was tough.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we all know that Emma really cares about Rick.
Really cares about Rick.
You're going to make me blush now. And you know, so it's tough for her to leave him on a personal level, but also, you know, it's just such a hot mess with her and Dorian as well. It's like, because all these feelings have come up, but she's also very concerned about the school.
Well, some of the people in the chat are asking about your relationships between Dorian and Rick. So, you know, I would like to address that as well. They want to know, I forgot who wrote it, but they wanted to know, is Emma better suited for Dorian or Rick as far as a relationship?
So, and this is me not copping out. I promise it's not me copping out. Because Dorian and Rick are such amazing gentlemen, both of them. And Emma is a different person with both of them.
Yeah, we can
see
it.
She is. You know, she's a completely different person. And still, they bring out the best in her. But they're just completely different people. I think Emma has always been quite fond of Rick for a long time. But because they work together, you know, very closely, and he is her boss, you know, it's kind of a fine line. It's like, well, what do you do? And she's got a responsibility to remain, you know, not biased. And, you know, she's got to be there on a professional level for all of them. But, you know, she's human too, and she has feelings. And I think she's always held, you know, a little spark for Rick, but she never acted upon it. And when Dorian, that happened, again, I find that in life too, what brings us closer together is when we are united together going through adversity.
Yeah.
And, you know, Emma, because a lot of people are like, how could you do that? And I said, well, listen, they work together 24/7 in that school.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
They all share a common goal. They love the school. They believe in the school, what it represents and stands for. Mm-hmm. And she loves the students. Mm-hmm. So she's with these guys, and she's been through so much. They've all been through, and mm-hmm. they rely on each other.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, support-wise. So, you know, she cares about Dorian, and then he asked her out, and then she's like, okay, because she didn't really think in a million years. Mm-hmm. I think it's a case she never thought in a million years that Rick would, you know,
make that move.
Yeah. Yeah. And so when mm-hmm. he did at the bar, she was like,
it
you're
was
kidding.
Wonderful.
It was just like, you're kidding.
Love
it's
you.
Like, you're asking now? And it's like, she's very much torn. But in this episode, you can see, like, it's just Dorian quit, and everything is just not going well in this, you know, with both of them. Mm. And so she, her thing is, okay, she knows that Dorian is very much needed at the school.
Yeah.
Yes.
So she's that's her main goal. Again, put aside her feelings
yep.
and the mess that that all is, and think about what's best for the school. And what's best for the school is that Dorian needed to come back.
He has to.
Yeah.
You know, and she was trying to get Rick in the beginning of this tonight's mm-hmm. episode. She says, are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it your pride or his pride, you know, mm-hmm. that this... She's really trying to get him to open up. And mm-hmm. I think she would have been very proud knowing that her actions by taking this sabbatical all of a sudden after,
forces
you know,
in
this episode.
Door, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So before we move on to our next topic, mm-hmm. We just wanted to say thank you, you guys that's watching, for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, we could use some help. If you're on YouTube right now, hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, please give us 5 stars. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. Being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to all of us, and we truly appreciate you supporting us and doing what we love. Don't forget to tell your friends and keep enjoying our shows. So for the next topic, I want to touch on the merge. You know, tonight we see Josie trying to figure out what this merge is, and then Lizzie realizing, okay, she's trying to figure it out. Maybe I need to figure out what the merge is. And then we have Hope calling Freya, and then she's finding out what it really is. And Alaric finally sits the girls down and talks to them about it.
Yes.
I know that was hard for him.
Mm-hmm.
Really hard. Why do you... I mean, I can't say why do we think it took him so long to do it, but why do we think it took him so long to do it? I mean, he knew that they would find out, so why do you think it took him to this point of them figuring it out on their own to say, hey, let me sit you guys down and explain it to you? And then the scene where we have them, like, I guess both doing a magic spell towards
yeah.
each other,
mm-hmm.
and we see that Josie is powerful, like we predicted.
We already predicted that, yes.
That she was more powerful than Lizzie.
Yeah, the quiet one.
Yes.
It is, right?
Mm-hmm. So how did you feel about tonight, and, well, I'm going to ask you, how did you feel about Alaric finally, you know, telling the girls about it, like just basically manning up and telling them about the situation?
It's tough, you know. I think anyone who has children, mm-hmm. you know, as a parent, you want to protect your children no matter what. You want to time out. It's all about the timing of when you do tell them. But
yeah.
in this case, there is no better time.
No.
And I think in Alaric's mind and, you know, Caroline's mind, that they're desperately trying to find a solution to an age-old problem, to say the least.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they're hoping that something miraculous will happen before they need to reveal that. Because at the end of the day, it's tough enough that they are not your typical, normal 16-year-olds, right?
Yeah.
And so they want them to live out as normal a life as possible.
Yes.
So why tell them this information now, when it's a few years away? Let
yeah.
he rather take, like any good parent,
mm-hmm.
he rather take it. Dorian is well aware of it. Emma is too. Let the adults take on this responsibility and this heavy burden on the shoulders. Let them deal with it now and wait
mm-hmm.
till as long as possible to tell them. So I totally understand. And it broke my heart to watch him to have to open up and tell his girls. It's a moment.
To.
No, he didn't want to. And it's so heartbreaking. Anytime Rick cries or gets teary, it's just like, okay, kill me now. It's you know, Matt Davis is so brilliant. And it's so tough to see, you know, him as a parent opening mm-hmm. up to his kids and sharing something so tragic
and deep
because he doesn't have the answers, and he always says that he has to have the answers for his girls and for everyone else.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to read a couple of questions and I'm going to address your question.
Okay.
Excuse me. So one of them, Bryce 23 says, how do you tell someone that you'll be absorbed or absorbed by your twin?
Yeah.
And another person said, Carlos Hernandez, hello, says, it's sort of like knowing your child has a terminal disease. How do you tell them? So in that situation, with Rick going into the room, I think because everything escalated at such a young age for the both of them, he was forced to tell them. I think refraining to tell them would be more like deceitful, because then they can't prepare for what may come.
Yeah.
You know, they are supernaturals and they are humans simultaneously. But there is a part of them where they have to be let into different types of circumstances beforehand. They have to be allowed that courtesy and see how they deal with it. We did see that Josie is seemingly more powerful, which we call that after the P. Diddy scene. Mm-hmm. We call that the
P. Diddy scene.
Yeah, the P. Diddy scene when Lizzie had the wishes with the genie. With the Jenny, excuse me.
Yeah, the Jenny.
Yeah, the Jenny. And they hopped out that the i8, the BMW i8, like a P. Diddy scene. So I said, oh, okay, I see you, Josie, you know. But other than that, though, I feel like they are clashing, but it's because Josie is searching for something, and Lizzie is reacting to Josie searching for what the merge is. Mm-hmm. But Lizzie, it's stated, like, Lizzie needs Josie on so many levels. She can drain everything out of somebody because she's such a taker. Mm-hmm. And Josie is such a giver, but Lizzie needs Josie in order to survive. Mm-hmm. And I think that's part of the conflict that they're having now.
Codependent on each other.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, child. Get the word out.
They're codependent on each other, to be realistic. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you guys have any other last thoughts on tonight's episodes? Anything that stood out to you guys? Oh, I have to mention something. So you remember at the end of the episode when they have the picture and it has Clark in it, they said he's one of them. Who do you think they're talking about?
Oh, because they said he snuck out through the tunnels.
Yeah, but you remember the picture the guy had and they were showing MJ's mom and she was like, oh, he's one of them. But I don't know who she was talking about.
I didn't catch it, but I knew that it was something that was the opposition of what Mrs. G wanted.
Okay.
Because she was very upset about it.
Yeah, she was upset. So I was like, I wonder what she was referring to.
Chat, can y'all help us?
Yeah, did you guys catch Ivan? That? Because we didn't.
Hey, Ivan, how you doing? All right, so Ivan has a question. You know, Ivan is one of our, he is one of our guys. We love Ivan Soto.
He's in every chat.
He's so
dope. All the good knowledge, all the questions.
Yeah, he knows so much, so we always want to shout him out. But he wants to know how you feel about seeing the monsters in practical effects as opposed to CGI.
You know, it's, again, the team on this show are so amazing. And we have Cheetah, who plays a lot of the creatures.
Oh.
And, Cheetah's so amazing. He's on Twitter. I don't know if you've seen any of his behind-the-scenes photos. The amount of hours that go into making the prosthetics.
Yes.
It's quite... I mean, first of all, when we started off with the gargoyle back in the beginning.
Oh, I love that.
I was so scared. But then again, I'm such a wuss.
You can't so tell.
It doesn't take much, but it, like when I had to look out, I just knew when I was looking out at the window, I'm like, oh my God, he's going to come. And all of a sudden, he's there. The prosthetics are so real.
Yes.
And I love the fact that they take the time and they budget for it to do these fantastical prosthetics as opposed to CGI. Mm-hmm. Although I have to say, I would have preferred a CGI slug as opposed to a prosthetic
slug. Of course.
At my nose. I could not stop laughing. And if I started laughing, because it was Matt Davis's fault, I would blow the slug out of my nose.
Oh, no.
So it was so funny. They're like, can you get it up there? There's a behind-the-scenes shot on my Instagram and on the Legacy site, too. Mm-hmm. I was trying to stick this slug up my nose, and it was so they did it so well. It was like slimy, and it was moving, and I was like, oh my gosh! I was like, okay, surely that will be it. But then the week after, it was actually not prosthetics,
the Beatles,
and not CGI, and it was real Beatles.
Oh, I saw that one.
Real Beatles,
Beatles, and. Can I just say
she was losing it?
That was not acting. I was screaming for real. Demetrius, when they were doing over-the-camera shots, right? I could see Demetrius's face when we were doing that picnic scene, and I was like, oh, no, 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 no. I was like, Demetrius, I can see the fear in your face, and that tells me that they're crawling all up my hair, down my shirt, guys. Beetle poop is a real thing.
Yes, I saw that on your Instagram, and I'm telling you, I was laughing hysterically. When those beetles, like a big bucket of beetles, and they were just all over the place.
Oh, the crew were all laughing because it was just me screaming nonstop.
Oh my gosh.
Beetles. Now, Ivan did point out them saying about Clark is that he's supernatural and not human.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, I was wondering. Mm-hmm. I didn't catch that.
That's what he was saying.
I did have one more question, actually. So, with you leaving the school, do you think that's what pushed, or do you guys think that's what pushed Alaric to go talk to Dorian?
I'd like to think that it is. Ultimately, you know, she's the only way that it was going to, like, ring home to him, she has to set the example, and it's tough love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because if she stayed there, he would never, she had to do something drastic. Mm-hmm. And look, the good news is she didn't die. Well, not yet, anyway, I hope. She didn't die. She didn't quit. She just said she just needed to take a sabbatical, and she needs time to regroup and figure things out, how she can help Alaric and the school. But she thought that by setting the example, then he has no choice. No choice but to reach out to Dorian and to bring him back, because she knows that they're good for each other.
They are. So, chat, I want to let you all know we're in the final 15 minutes. So if you have any questions that you want to direct at Karen David, please let us know. We're going to ask her some questions here, but anything you all want to know, we'll definitely be able to ask her.
Before we ask her questions, let's actually get into our special segment for tonight, which is Fiercest Moment.
Yeah.
We point out any scenes that were fierce, any characters that were fierce, and I guess I will kick it off. My fiercest moment will be Hope when she said that she's going to go into full Wonder Woman mode to go after Landon. Yes!
Yes.
I was like, yes, Hope. Like, that was like, I was here for Girl that. I love that. So that was my fiercest moment. Who do you think was fierce tonight in tonight's episode?
That was one of them.
Okay.
And also seeing Josie showing just how strong I was Josie peeved. I'm scared.
Yeah, it might be because you know sometimes the type B people. I'm type B.
I'll just move to that.
Yeah, so, you know, right then, we get a little upset. We get really upset. Okay.
I'm scared.
My fiercest moment actually aligns with what Ivan said. Hope admitting her love to Landon.
Oh, I totally forgot to touch on that. She did. She said, "I love you."
Yeah, and it was so unrehearsed. Which just lets me know how real it is. And Landon was like, "Hold up!" I mean, this is a hologram, Landon.
I know.
But still, he responded like, wait a minute, you know? So we knew that Hope had feelings for Landon, but we also wanted her to get with Roth, you know?
I still want her to get with Roth.
You
still,
okay, my
I know that hurts so much.
I know. But I like Roth because he's very respectful.
Yeah.
He's the guy who knows that his best friend's girlfriend, he's attracted to her, but he's not willing to jeopardize his friendship in order to go after the girl. So I do like that about him.
He is respectful, except for when he stuck a needle in Emma's neck.
It's okay.
I'm over it. Emma forgets.
We just like came out of nowhere too and did it.
Emma.
He did say sorry.
Emma was being sweet though. She was being real sweet. She's like, look here, guys. And Roth was like, nah, bro, we got to go.
He popped it out
of
nowhere too.
But then you saw in tonight's episode that he's still suffering from, you know, the repercussions, the after effects of taking that potion,
which is
worrisome.
Aggression. He's with time. Passing time like
he's still transitioning between both states, you know, and that's and then you saw what happened when he kind of throws Alaric into the air.
Yeah, that was intense. I think that's when Alaric should have realized, okay, it's time for me to get help.
Yes.
Can't deal with these kids by myself.
Yeah.
All right, so we do have some questions coming through.
Okay.
I have Ivan wants to know how it feels to be on from Emma in Legacies to the Fear of Walking Dead.
Oh.
That's what he wants to know. So,
you know, I seem to have gone from like, you know, the medieval times to, you know, magic carpet rides and Agrabah, then into being a witch. I'm the biggest wuss. It doesn't take much for me to be scared. So it was so funny when I got cast in Fear the Walking Dead. I'm not allowed to say anything about the character.
Of course.
I will say this. I'm playing Grace. It is a character that is so different from any other role I've ever played. And as an actor, to play these different roles, like Emma is so different from Grace. Emma's different from Jasmine or from, you know, from Isabella and Galavant. And it's just such an honor to be able to tell the stories of each of these different characters. But yeah, I'm a big wuss. So it's very funny when I'm surrounded, you know, if there's, you know, the show, there are walkers. And it's like, they can be pretty scary. But I'm you know, I'm trying to get tough skin.
All right, I'm going to do one more from the chat, and then Alexis.
Okay.
So Emma Esberger asks, if Emma had three wishes, if Emma had three wishes, what would they be?
I think Emma's three wishes would be, number one, for the merge not to ever happen.
Okay.
For there
okay.
never to be a merge. For,
I like that.
She cares about Rick so much, and she also deeply cares about the girls and the students, but she wouldn't want that to happen. So if she can find a way that to stop that from happening, and everything is peaceful, great.
I agree.
She wants to see the school thriving. She wants to see these kids happy and loving themselves for who they are, you know? And that's one thing I love about this show, because it celebrates all the strengths and the their supernatural abilities, their talents, the talent show and all that.
Yeah.
And all these wonderful things about each of the students. She just wants to see them grow and thrive in a safe environment. So she can keep them all safe and happy and thrive. That would be her second wish. And then her third wish would be to not break any hearts and to finally decide between Rick or Dorian.
Well, we just got to leave that there.
Interesting. And I just have one quote. Well, I just have one question. So you guys, the Legacies got picked up for season 2. Have you guys started filming?
No, not yet. They start filming in the summertime.
Okay.
So we're on a hiatus right now for that.
Okay, yeah. And then so do you know, would it be returning in the fall or will it be later in the year?
You know, I can't say. I would have thought that they would bring it back in the fall.
Okay.
May is usually the time when they do the TCAs again, so they'll make announcements. But I would have thought that that's when they would have come back. But they start filming again in the summertime.
Awesome. And how is it working with the cast?
Oh, I love this cast. You know, I've been so lucky to be on different casts where it truly is such a family. Mm-hmm. And this one is really special. Like, everyone just gets on so well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the time that we're together, it just really is magical. Everyone's so supportive. And, you know, we keep in touch all the time. And, you know, we do all sorts of things. We do baking get-togethers.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
We do tea. Like, we do tea afternoon tea.
Like high tea, all that.
But everyone just gets on so well. And I think that just adds. And that goes with the crew, too. The crew are so hardworking.
Yes.
And the writing team, we have such amazing writers on the show. Mm-hmm. I mean, Julie and Brett have put together such an amazing team.
Yes.
Such an amazing family. And I think that shows in the energy of the show as well. I love them so much. Like, I cannot express enough love for each and every one of them.
Well, I want to know, as far as relationships of the characters, who do you think would be the best relationship as far as Landon and Hope? You know, Ralph and Hope.
You want it to be Hope and Landon.
Yeah. I just want to know, Emma works with them.
Just asked me in a really gentlemanly like way, who do you ship?
I like that, who do you ship?
Who do I ship? And that is really, that's a tough one, because if I'm putting my Emma Tigg hat on, Emma just, and I know you guys are going to be like, oh, she's copping out. But no, honestly, as a guidance counselor, Emma would say, look, I just want whatever makes them happy.
Aww.
I can see Emma, you know, looking at the different relationships, you know, that Hope has with her friendships, and you know, and I can see all of them happening, but you know, she's not the one to make those decisions. It belongs to the heart of Hope and, you know, each of them, and they all fit together, but unless they clone each other, but that would be a whole other show, I think. So
well, I'm going to go back to the chat. Ivan Soto has a question. He wants to know, which performance in the talent show was your favorite?
Besides mine. No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. You know, I knew that there was so much talent in this cast, and it was just cemented when you hear Chris Lee, who is just amazing.
Super talented, yeah.
I found that on his Instagram.
Effortlessly. Just playing on piano, singing away. I mean, beautifully. Kaylee is just such a dream in front of the mic, and she plays ukulele. And, you know, and those original songs were written by one of our amazing writers, Thomas Brandon. Mm-hmm. There's just so much. Quincy and his dancing, I was just like.
I mean, everyone showed out.
They did.
They did.
Even Peyton doing his spoken poetry. I said to Peyton, I was like, okay, you can recite poetry to me any day. It was just magic. They're so good.
Well, now I have another question. Where'd you go? Well, they want to know if you are going to be at the San Diego Comic-Con this year. Sarah, you ask if you're going to be there this year.
I know with Fear the Walking Dead, they do go to Comic-Con. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that, depending on all of our schedules, you know, who can go. But usually they bring the whole cast to, to Comic-Con. Yeah.
So I'm going to head into some news and gossip for tonight.
I love it.
So the only news and gossip that I have that I'm actually excited about is Legacies is actually going to be on Netflix next month. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited because, I mean, if you're any fans, or maybe for you, you could watch, you could start with The Vampire Diaries, right, you can go to the originals, and then you can watch The Legacies. Mm-hmm. So that's the news and gossip I have for tonight. And then we can head into predictions.
Mm. Wait a minute.
So normally at this point, this is where we predict what's going to happen on next week. So I'm going to start off with you. What predictions do you have for the season finale?
Oh, see, because I know what happens in the season finale. I can't say anything. My lips are sealed. Mm-hmm. Predictions. Just expect the unexpected.
Ooh. Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. Legacy just has me all over the place.
It has me kind of nervous.
But I think, well, my predictions, I want to know if Landon is going to follow through with his brother's plan, you know, to resurrect Malivor and, you know, get the triad involved and, you know, see if he can diminish them. So my prediction is that Landon is going to somehow get Hope involved to see if he can get her to work together and then try to flip it back on Shady Agent Clark. Ooh. You know, that's kind of what I'm seeing because, you know, he seems a little uneasy about falling right into this plan.
Yeah, I have to agree. My prediction is that I don't think Agent Clark, Shady Agent Clark, is all he's saying he is, to be completely honest. I think he has ulterior motives, and I also think that Landon is not just going with the plan. Mm-hmm. Like, I think he has...
He's smarter than that.
Oh, yeah.
He's always one step ahead, I feel.
Yeah, he has something else going on, and we don't know what it is, but, yeah, I don't think he's just like, oh, you're my brother, I'm gonna do what we need to do to get our dad to resurrect, or... So, no, I don't think that. And then... My last prediction, I don't know. I'm happy Dorian's coming back. I really do hope Emma comes back, you know, now that Dorian's back to them to all to, you know.
Get it together.
Get it together.
He might still be upset at Emma.
But yeah, those are my predictions. I just think Shady Agent Clark, he's still shady.
There was one, I think it was last week or a couple of podcasts ago, where you thought Emma was evil. Do you still think that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you, Alexis?
Well, you know, that's still up in the air.
Still up in
the air. But a part of me, after tonight's episode, no, actually. But you never know with Legacies. You never know.
You never know.
You never know with Emma. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I think Emma, so sabbatical means, you know, to leave, you know, travel. Mm-hmm. It also means to research. Mm-hmm. So I think Emma is going to be looking for answers of some sort. Something where she's going to come back and how she went invisible. The library went invisible when the gargoyle was there. Mm-hmm. And then when she did the electricity for the slugs, I think that moment from Enma is like on the way.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like the way you think.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. She's on a mission.
Yes. I'm saying,
that's what I feel.
She's on a secret mission. Wait, that's Galavant. But yeah, she's up on the secret mission. Okay.
Well, that's all we have for tonight's Legacies episode 15. I'll tell you a story. My name is Alexis Moselle, and you can find me on all social media at madam_Moselle. And where can they find you?
So on Twitter, I'm at Karen David. On Instagram, I'm at Karen David Official.
Yes. And you can find me all things social media, Cleverly Clad.
And thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Guys, you guys are so much fun. This has been a slumber party.
Yes. Thank you.
I love it.
I do want to point out how dope Karen David is looking tonight.
Yes, outfit.
She wore the stars because she is
star. Can you see? I'm wearing stars.
Yes.
I thought, you know, you guys are so cool. You guys are a cool bunch. I can't come in all guidance counselor-y, you know. Emma Tigg's got to be a bit cool, so.
Well, we'll see you guys next week for the season finale.
All right.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.
Guys had any other last thoughts on tonight's episodes? Anything that stood out to you guys? I have to mention something. So you remember at the end of the episode when they have the picture and it has Clark in it, they said he's one of them. Who do you think they're talking about?
Oh, because they said he snuck out through the tunnels.
Yeah, but you remember the picture the guy had and they were showing MJ's mom and she was like, oh, he's one of them, but I don't know who she was talking about.
I didn't catch it, but I knew that it was something that was the opposition of what Mrs. G wanted.
Okay.
Because she was very upset about it.
Yeah, she was upset. So I was like, I wonder what she was referring to.
Chat, can y'all help us?
Yeah, did you guys catch
Ivan?
That? Because we didn't.
Hey, Ivan, how you doing? All right, so Ivan has a question. You know, Ivan is one of our, he is one of our guys. We love Ivan Soto.
He's in every chat.
He's
all
so
the
dope.
Good knowledge, all the questions.
Yeah, he knows so much, so we always want to shout him out. But he wants to know how you feel about seeing the monsters in practical effects as opposed to CGI.
You know, it's, again, the team on this show are so amazing. And we have Cheetah, who plays a lot of the creatures.
Oh.
And, Cheetah's so amazing. He's on Twitter. I don't know if you've seen any of his behind-the-scenes photos. The amount of hours that go into making the prosthetics.
Yes.
It's quite... I mean, first of all, when we started off with the gargoyle back in the beginning...
Oh, I love that.
I was so scared. But then again, I'm such a wuss.
You can't tell.
It doesn't take much, but it, like when I had to look out, I just knew when I was looking out at the window, I'm like, oh my God, he's going to come. And all of a sudden, he's there. The prosthetics are so real.
Yes.
And I love the fact that they take the time and they budget for it to do these fantastical prosthetics as opposed to CGI. Mm-hmm. Although I have to say, I would have preferred a CGI slug as opposed to a prosthetic.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Slug.
Of course.
At my nose, I could not stop laughing. And if I started laughing, because it was Matt Davis's fault, I would blow the slug out of my nose.
Oh, no.
So it was so funny. They're like, can you get it up there? There's a behind the scenes shot on my Instagram and on the Legacy site, too. Mm-hmm. I was trying to stick this slug up my nose, and it was so they did it so well. It was like slimy and it was moving, and I was like, oh my gosh! I was like, okay, surely that will be it. But then the week after, it was actually not prosthetics,
the Beatles,
and not CGI, and it was real Beatles.
Oh, I saw that one.
Real Beatles,
real Beatles, and. Can I just say...
She was losing it.
That was not acting. I was screaming for real. Demetrius, when they were doing over-the-camera shots, right?
Uh-huh.
I could see Demetrius's face when we were doing that picnic scene. And I was like, oh, no. I was like, Demetrius, I can see the fear in your face. And that tells me that they're crawling all up my hair, down my shirt, guys. Beetle poop is a real thing.
Yes, I saw that on your Instagram, and I'm telling you, I was laughing hysterically. When it was like a big bucket of beetles, and they were just all over the place.
Oh, the crew were all laughing, because it was just me screaming nonstop.
Oh my gosh. Beetles.
Now, Ivan did point out, them saying about Clark is that he's supernatural and not human.
Oh, ooh, okay. Yeah. So I was wondering. Mm-hmm. I didn't catch that.
That's what he was saying.
I did have one more question, actually. So with Emma leaving the school, do you think that's what pushed, or do you guys think that's what pushed Alaric to go talk to Dorian?
I'd like to think that it is. You know, she's the only way that it was going to like ring home to him. She has to set the example, and it's tough love.
Yeah.
Because if she stayed there, he would never. she had to do something drastic. Mm-hmm. And look, the good news is she didn't die. Well, not yet, anyway, I hope. She didn't die. She didn't quit. She just said she just needed to take a sabbatical, and she needs time to regroup and figure things out, how she can help mm-hmm. Alaric and the school. But she thought that by setting the example, then he has no choice. No choice but to reach out to Dorian and to bring him back, because she knows that they're good for each other.
They are. As a team. Yeah. So, chat, I want to let you all know we're in the final 15 minutes. So if you have any questions that you want to direct at Karen David, please let us know. We're going to ask her some questions here, but anything you all want to know, we'll definitely be able to ask her.
Before we ask those questions, let's actually get into our special segment for mm-hmm. tonight, which is Fiercest Moment. Mm-hmm. We point out any scenes that were fierce, any characters that were fierce, and I guess I will kick it off. My fiercest moment will be Hope when she said that she's going to go into full Wonder Woman mode to go after Landon. Yes! I was like, yes, Hope. Like, that was like, I was here for girl that. Power. I love that. So that was my fiercest moment. Who do you think was fierce tonight in tonight's episode?
That was one of them. Okay. And also seeing Josie showing just how strong she is. I was Josie peeved? I'm scared.
Yeah, it might be because you know sometimes the type B people. I'm type B.
I'll just move to that.
Yeah, so you know, when we get a little upset. We get really upset. Okay.
I'm scared.
My fiercest moment actually aligns with what Ivan said. Hope admitting her love to Landon.
Oh, I totally forgot to touch on that. She did. She said, "I love you."
Yeah, and it was so unrehearsed. Which just lets me know how real it is. And Landon was like, hold up. I mean, this is a hologram, Landon.
I know.
But still, he responded like, wait a minute, you know? So we knew that Hope had feelings for Landon, but we also wanted her to get with Roth, you know?
I still want her to get with Roth.
You
still?
Okay, my
goodness. I know that hurts so much. No.
But I like Roth because he's very respectful.
Yeah.
He's the guy who knows that his best friend's girlfriend, he's attracted to her, mm-hmm. but he's not willing to jeopardize his friendship mm-hmm. in order to go after the girl. So I do like that about him.
He is respectful, except for when he stuck a needle in Emma's neck.
It's okay. I'm over it. Emma forgets. Emma came out of nowhere, too, and did it.
He
did say sorry.
Emma was being sweet, though. She was being real sweet. She was like, look here, guys. And Rock was like, nah, bro, we got to go.
He popped up out of nowhere,
too. But then you saw in tonight's episode that he's still suffering from, you know, the repercussions, the after effects of taking that potion.
Which is
worrisome.
Aggression.
He's still transitioning between both states, you know, and that's. And then you saw what happened when he kind of throws Alaric into the air.
Yeah, that was intense. I think that's when Alaric should have realized, okay, it's time for me to get help.
Yes.
Can't deal with these kids by myself.
Yeah.
All right, so we do have some questions coming through.
Okay.
I have Ivan wants to know how it feels to be on from Emma in Legacies to the Fear of Walking Dead.
Oh.
That's what he wants to know. So,
I seem to have gone from like, you know, the medieval times to, you know, magic carpet rides and Agrabah, then into being a witch. I'm the biggest wuss. It doesn't take much for me to be scared. So it was so funny when I got cast in Fear the Walking Dead. I'm not allowed to say anything about the character.
Of course.
I will say this. I'm playing Grace. It is a character that is so different from any other role I've ever played.
Mm.
And as an actor, to play these different roles, like Emma is so different from Grace. Emma's different from Jasmine or from, you know, from Isabella and Gallivan. And it's just such an honor to be able to tell the stories of each of these different characters. But yeah, I'm a big wuss. So it's very funny when I'm surrounded, you know, if there's, you know, the show, there are walkers. Mm-hmm. And it's like, they can be pretty scary. But I'm you know, I'm trying to get tough skin.
All right, I'm going to do one more from the chat and then Alexis.
Okay.
So Emma S. Berger asks, if Emma had three wishes, if Emma had three wishes, what would they be?
I think Emma's three wishes would be, number one, for the merge not to ever happen.
Okay.
For there never to be a merge. For,
I like that.
She cares about Rick so much, and she also deeply cares about the girls and the students, but she wouldn't want that to happen. So if she can find a way to stop that from happening and everything is peaceful, great.
I agree.
She wants to see the school thriving. She wants to see these kids happy.
Mm-hmm.
and loving themselves for who they are, you know? And that's one thing I love about this show, mm-hmm. because it celebrates all the strengths and their supernatural abilities, their talents, mm-hmm. the talent show and all mm-hmm. that.
Yeah.
And all these wonderful things about each of the students. She just wants to see them grow and thrive in a safe environment. So she can keep them all safe mm-hmm. and happy and thrive. That would be her second wish. Mm-hmm. And then her third wish would be to not break any hearts and to finally decide between Rick or Dorian.
Mm. Well, we just got to leave that there.
Interesting. And I just have one quote. Well, I just have one question. So you guys, the Legacies got picked up for season 2. Have you guys started filming?
No, not yet. They start filming in the summertime.
Okay.
So we're on a hiatus right now for that.
Okay, yeah. And then so do you know, would it be returning in the fall or will it be later in the year?
You know, I can't say. I would have thought mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. they would bring it back in the fall.
Okay.
May is usually the time when they do the TCAs again, so they'll make announcements. But I would have thought that's when they would have come back. But they start filming again in the summertime.
Awesome. And how is it working with the cast?
Oh, I love this cast. You know, I've been so lucky to be on different casts where it truly is such a family. Mm-hmm. And this one is really special. Like, everyone just gets on so well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the time that we're together, it just really is magical. Everyone's so supportive. And, you know, we keep in touch all the time. And, you know, we do all sorts of things. We do baking get-togethers.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
We do tea. Like, we do yeah. tea afternoon tea.
Like, high tea.
Yeah, high tea. Yeah, yeah, all that. But everyone just gets on so well. And I think that just makes, that just adds. And that goes with the crew, too. The crew are so hardworking.
Yes.
And the writing team, we have such amazing writers on the show. Mm-hmm. I mean, Julie and Brett have put together such an amazing team. Yes. Such an amazing family. And I think that shows in the energy of the show as well. I love them so much. Like, I cannot express enough love for mm-hmm. each and every one of them.
Well, I want to know, as far as relationships of the characters, who do you think would be the best relationship as far as Landon and Hope? You know,
are
Ralph
you,
and Hope.
You want it to be Hope and Landon.
Yeah. I know, yeah. I just want to know, you know, Emma works with them.
You just asked me in a really gentlemanly like way, who do you ship?
I like that, who do you ship?
Who do yeah. I ship? And that is really, that's a tough one, because if I'm putting my Emma Tig hat on, mm-hmm. Emma just, and I know you guys are going to be like, oh, she's copping out. But no, honestly, as a guidance counselor, Emma would say, look, I just want whatever makes them happy.
Oh,
I can see Emma, you know, looking at the different relationships, you know, that Hope has with her friendships, and you know, and I can see all of them happening, but you know, mm-hmm. she's not the one to make those decisions.
You're
it
right.
belongs to the heart mm-hmm. of Hope and you know, each of them, and mm-hmm. they all fit together, but unless they clone each other, but that would be a whole other show, I think. So
well, I'm going to go back to the chat. Ivan Soto has a question. He wants to know which performance in the talent show was your favorite.
Besides mine. No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. You know, I knew that there was so much talent in this cast. And it was just cemented when you hear Chris Lee, who is just amazing.
Super talented, mm-hmm. yeah.
I found that on his Instagram.
Effortlessly. Yeah. Just playing on mm-hmm. piano, yeah. singing away. Mm-hmm. I mean, beautifully. Kaylee is just such a dream in front of the mic, and she plays ukulele. And, you know, and those original songs were written by one of our amazing writers, Thomas Brandon. Mm-hmm. There's just so much. Quincy and his dancing, I was yeah. just like...
I mean, everyone showed out.
They did.
They did.
Even yeah. Peyton doing yes. his spoken poetry. I said to Peyton, I was like, okay, you can recite poetry to me any day. I mean, it was just magic. They're so good.
Well, now I have another question. Where'd you go? Well, they want to know if you are going to be at the San Diego Comic Con this year. Sarah, you ask if you're going to be there this year.
I know with Fear the Walking Dead, they do go to Comic Con. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that, depending on all of our schedules, you know, who can go. But usually they bring the whole cast to,
okay.
to Comic Con. Yeah.
Right. So I'm going to head into some news and gossip for tonight.
Ooh. I love that.
So the only news and gossip that I have that I'm actually excited about is Legacies is actually going to be on Netflix next month. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited because, I mean, if you're any fans, or maybe for you, you could watch, you could start with the Vampire Diaries, right, you can go to the originals, and then you can watch the Legacy. So that's the news and gossip I have for tonight. And then we can head into predictions.
Wait a minute.
Now, AfterBuzz TV.
So normally at this point, this is where we predict what's going to happen on next week. So I'm going to start off with you. What predictions do you have for the season finale?
Oh, see, because I know what happens in the season finale.
Don't
and
let us
I can't say anything. My lips are sealed. Predictions, just expect the unexpected.
Ooh. Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you. Legacy just has me all over the place.
It has me kind of nervous.
But I think, well, my predictions, I want to know if Landon is going to follow through with his brother's plan, you know, to resurrect Malivore and, you know, get the triad involved and, you know, see if he can diminish them. So my prediction is that Landon is going to somehow get Hope involved to see if he can get her to work together and then try to flip it back on Shady Agent Clark. You know, that's kind of what I'm seeing because, you know, he seems a little uneasy about falling right into this plan.
Yeah, I have to agree. My prediction is that I don't think Agent Clark, Shady Agent Clark, is all he's saying he is, to be completely honest. I think he has ulterior motives, and I also think that Landon is not just going with the plan. Like, I think he's
smarter than that.
Oh, yeah.
He's always one step ahead, I feel.
Yeah, he has something else going on, and we don't know what it is, but yeah, I don't think he's just like, oh, you're my brother, I'm going to do what we need to do to get our dad to resurrect, or so, no. I don't think that. And then my last prediction, I don't know. I'm happy Dorian's coming back. I really do hope Emma comes back, you know, now that Dorian's back, for them to all to, you know.
Get it together.
Get it together.
He might still be upset at Emma.
But yeah, those are my predictions. I just think Shady Agent Clark, he's still shady.
There was one, I think it was last week or a couple of podcasts ago, where you thought Emma was evil. Do you still think that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you, Alexis?
Well, you know, that's still up in the air. A part of me, after tonight's episode, no, actually. But you never know with legacies. You never know.
You never know.
You never know with Emma.
Well, I think Emma, so sabbatical means, you know, to leave, you know, travel. It also means to research. So I think Emma is going to be looking for answers of some sort.
Something
that where she's going to come back and how she went invisible. The library went invisible when the gargoyle was there. And then when she did the electricity for the slugs, I think that moment from Enma is like on the way.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like the way you think.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yes. She's on a mission.
Yes.
I'm saying, that's what I feel.
She's
off
on a secret mission. Wait, that's Galavant. But yeah, she's up on the secret mission.
Okay. Well, that's all we have for tonight's Legacies episode 15. I'll tell you a story. My name is Alexis Moselle, and you can find me on all social media at Madam_Moselle. And where can they find you?
So on Twitter, I'm at Karen David. On Instagram, I'm at Karen David Official.
And you can find me all things social media, Cleverly Clad.
And thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Guys, you guys are so much fun.
This has been
a slumber party.
Yes.
Thank you.
I love it.
I do want to point out how dope Karen David is
looking
tonight.
Yes, outfit.
She wore the stars because she is
star. Can you see? I'm wearing stars.
Yes.
I thought, you know, you guys are so cool. You guys are a cool bunch. I can't come in all guidance counselor-y, you know. Emma Tig's got to be a bit cool, so.
Well, we'll see you guys next week for the season finale.
All right.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.